This is Floor Radio. This is the final part of a three-part series featuring John McDivitt, former 3M corporate economist. John, do you think we're in for another wave of foreclosures? I've read that because a lot of them were stopped by this robo-signing thing, and that seems to have ironed out, that we're going to see another wave of those shortly. Is that the way you see it?
I see it continuing. I don't see the waves coming in any higher, but certainly they're going to be there. The attitude now seems to be, if you are underwater, try to get that bank to renegotiate at the more realistic market price of that home. Keep people in the home as long as you can, and yes, we'll work our way through it. But again, it's going to take some time. As I said, that Case-Shiller index is not expected to improve much before the very end of 2012 and the beginning of 2013.
I've got you. John, let me ask you about the manufacturing sector. That had once been a hot property. Where do you see it going now?
Well, I see manufacturing still weakish. It's one of the a good driving force here in our economy. The problem is the attitude of factory owners, manufacturing factory owner. The impact of that is showing up in this weak industrial production, but it's not that weak that it isn't going to be positive. We still see this year about a 3 to 3.5% growth in industrial production, and next year something close to 2%. So the everything is in place for industrial production to grow about the same rate as the economy. For example, just in the month of March, there was 37,000 increases, 337,000 increase from February of 2012 to March of 2012, which isn't too shabby. And the biggest growth, of course, in manufacturing came in primary metals and machinery and, of course, motor vehicles, which is having a very, very, very bright year. But tomorrow, Tuesday, we'll know better on industrial production because the Federal Reserve, which collects the data, will be releasing at 9:15 industrial production for the month of March. So we'll have a much better indication tomorrow at this time as to where we go. But certainly the attitude of factory owners is not particularly good. There was a survey done by the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia, and they had a question, and they said, how many of you anticipate that production in the second quarter is going to be up compared to 2011. Well, in 2011, 75% of them expected an increase. Now, only 59% expect an increase in the second quarter. So again, there is this weakish tone, this weakish attitude that's present in the marketplace, and it's hard to get rid of it.
I gotcha. Let me ask you about the Fed, John. Not so much about what they've been doing and all the speeches that we've heard over this last couple of weeks, but overall, dealing with this crisis, what are your thoughts on the Fed? I mean, how has it affected the economy up to this point, considering the money they've printed and the effects that all that's had on the natural flow of business and so on? How would you rate them at this point, the people at the Fed?
Well, they're getting out in the marketplace. They're getting out before chambers of commerce. They're getting out before business groups. Last week, Every single day, it was either Bernanke or one of the governors of the Federal Reserve making a speech somewhere. And those speeches all were about more or less all the same. The idea is to keep interest rates low through 2014. Yes, there is the danger of inflation. As you rightly say, we had a very easy money policy. But what you want to do is to keep that low as long as inflation remains low. And inflation is expected to remain low again through next year without any increase in interest rates by the Federal Reserve. So we'd have to say they're doing a very good job, because we still see a U.S. economy that's relatively weak, and it needs help.
I gotcha. I guess where I was coming from, it seems like the government and the Fed have been so involved in everything for the last 5 or 6 years that it's perhaps made this recession longer than it would have otherwise been. I mean, yes, we would have had some pretty tough times and let the market work out the kinks and then hopefully come up on the other side and done so before now. Do you see any of that as being accurate?
Yes, to a certain degree. The Federal Reserve did help to pump and put money into the economy. The problem is it hasn't done much good. We still see unemployment in excess of 8%. We still see the market remaining relatively flat, not only this year, next year, but also preliminary look at 2013. So, yes, they've taken those actions. They've increased money supply. They have bought bonds held by the banks, anything to stimulate the economy, and yet our economy really hasn't moved all that much.
So, John, can we assume that had they not done all this, we'd be a lot worse off today?
I think so. It's hard to point the finger and say, yes, because they did this, we were better off. But, again, even with all that money pouring into the economy, you would have thought rationally that we would have seen some effects of that.
Yes, yes.
Positive effects. But no, we haven't.
Interesting. Going forward, we will see a recovery, perhaps some in 2014, 13, who knows. But when we do see it, whatever the time frame is, what is it going to look like? And is it going to be similar to things 2005 and earlier?
Oh, no. That would be returning to historical rates of growth, and that simply is not in the cards. The picture that's emerging is one of very, very modest growth, low in interest rates, low inflation, modest industrial production growth, and I think the Federal Reserve is doing a good job in the sense that the issues, if you were to take 10 of the most important issues in the world today, 8 of the issues are overseas. They're in Greece. They're in Portugal and Spain and countries like that. So that what you have is a U.S. economy that's pretty good.
By comparison. I've got you. John, let me ask you for your forecast. We even talked about that, GDP and others. We've sort of talked at them, but Give them to us, if you would.
Okay. We're looking for GNP or GDP for 2012, about 2%, a little bit higher than we had in 2011, which was about 1.7%. Consumer spending is going to be quite modest this year, less than 2% growth. Already there's a forecast for 2013, which says that consumer spending, personal consumption, is going to be running about the 1% mark. Industrial output will be growing about 2%, which is the same rate of growth as the economy, and interest rates are going to be remaining low because inflation is remaining low. So it's a period where we have to adjust and regroup and begin to take a look at more things more on a regional basis rather than on a national basis, and that is for housing, that's for so goes that, so goes carpeting, and so goes lumber and furniture and fixtures. So one has to be much, much smarter now in the way you look and interpret the economy.
Just in terms of jobs, that doesn't paint a really positive picture, does it?
No, and that's one reason why we still expect unemployment rate, even if we get into 2013, an unemployment rate of over 8%. For 2012 and 2013, unemployment will average about 8.25%.
Wow. So I guess education is the watchword here. Go out and educate yourself so you can qualify for some of the jobs that will be opening up in years to come.
Very, very, very definitely. Very, very definitely. In that book that I mentioned earlier from Amazon, it used to be that the high school graduate versus the college graduate, it was about a third. The college graduate would earn a third more. Now it's over half more than they will earn rather than the person who just finishes up high school. So right, you're right, Dave. Education is the secret for tomorrow's paycheck.
Well, you read all the time, even with the small business community that you had talked about earlier, a lot of them are unable to find people to fill some of the openings.
Exactly so. And these vacancies have gone unfilled for close to 6 and 9 months, respectively. So it's an issue that is not going to go away very soon.
Very good. Well, Lucia had some more positive news, John.
Well, I would like to, and I would have liked to have given you a better picture as we stand here in mid-April. But again, we'll be looking at the industrial production, which is going to be released at 9:15 tomorrow to give us a picture of that manufacturing sector.
Very good. We'll be talking, John, in about 30 days, and hopefully we will have a little bit better picture at that point.
That's my hope as well.
Very good. John, it's always great talking with you. Thank you very much for spending some time with us this morning.
Thank you very much, Dave.
We've been talking with John McDivitt, former 3M corporate economist, and you're listening to Floor Radio.